When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1992. Are you an emotional eater? And 5 unique signs of stress in men, both by Dr. Susan Chanderban of chandpsych.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome to the first full week of the new year, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. This podcast covers fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, I usually read just one article each day, but sometimes the articles are a bit on the shorter side. And you know, I want to make sure you get the amount of content you expect. So, when articles are a bit on the shorter side, I'll read 2 to you, and that's the case today. So let's get right to today's 2 posts and start optimizing your life. Are You an Emotional Eater? By Dr. Susan Chanderban of chandpsych.com. Food can be a wonderful way to show you love someone. It's communal. It's celebratory. For many of us, it's connected to happy times with family or times of celebration in many cultures. Tamales at Christmas, gulab jamun at Diwali, ningyao at Lunar New Year. Partly because of this, we come to connect food with warmth and caring. For many people, food provides comfort, especially during difficult times. It's incredibly easy to self-soothe with food. It's so very accessible. You've undoubtedly heard of stress eating. There are plenty of stereotypes and tropes about reaching for a pint of ice cream after a breakup or when something goes wrong. But there's a difference between these sarcastic tropes and real emotional eating. Emotional eating occurs when you use food to cope with negative emotions, rather than working through them effectively. Let's take a closer look at some of the causes of emotional eating. It can be a hard thing to admit to yourself, so recognizing some of the causes and signs can serve as a wake-up call that you deserve help. 1. Unconscious eating. Emotional eating can also be unconscious eating. You might not know why you're reaching for food when you aren't physically hungry, but you know it provides a sense of comfort. Those who eat emotionally often view food as their only source of pleasure. You might reach for something unhealthy after a stressful day or when life feels overwhelming. If it's the only thing that helps to reduce your stress or make you feel calm, it could be a slippery slope into the world of emotional eating. 2. Distraction. No one wants to deal with difficult feelings. However, some are more prone to try to avoid negative feelings than others. That can cause them to turn to unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy coping mechanisms, including overeating. If you use food as a way to distract yourself from your own unpleasant thoughts and feelings, that may be a sign of emotional eating. Unfortunately, emotions will always demand to be felt. The cloak of distraction will eventually fade away, and you could be left with more serious health issues as well as unprocessed emotions. 3. no introspective awareness. Have you ever felt numb, or as though something was off, but you couldn't put your finger on it? You might be dealing with a lack of introspective awareness. Essentially, that means you don't fully realize how you feel. When you're not sure how you feel, turning to food can provide a sense of comfort. You might not be physically hungry, but food can feel like a way to ground yourself and your thoughts, even if it's only a temporary fix. 4. Relationship issues. Yes, the old stereotype is true. Many turn to food when they're struggling in their relationship. It's more than just a pint of ice cream here and there, though. You might be dealing with things like broken trust, infidelity, or even self-confidence issues in your relationship. All of those things can cause you to turn to food for comfort rather than working things out with your partner. You might even think that things can't be fixed and you're not sure what steps to take. If your relationship ends, your life will change, and that can be a scary thing to comprehend. That's where food steps in and provides a temporary distraction, but it's not a long-term solution. And 5, emotional dysregulation. Emotional dysregulation is a disorder that causes a person to have poorly regulated emotional responses. Your emotions might be more intense than the average person, and your behaviors, in response, likely don't fall into the traditional ways of coping. As a result, emotional eating might become a normal habit as you use it to manage your extreme emotions. This is a condition that should be diagnosed by a mental health professional. No matter what the case, seeking out professional help will benefit you. Emotional eating can lead to physical health issues, and it can cause any emotional or mental health struggles you're dealing with to worsen. If you're giving in to emotional eating, contact a therapist. You can learn to manage your emotions more effectively, and you don't have to do it alone. 5 Unique Signs of Stress in Men by Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com. Stress doesn't discriminate. In fact, every living person experiences it. In some ways, stress can be a good thing. It can be used as a motivational tool, and it might even inspire you and boost your energy. Too much stress, however, can cause serious mental and physical health issues for everyone. Unfortunately, we still live in a society where many think they need to downplay stress and how it affects them, particularly those that identify as male. However, there are both physical and psychological signs of stress that those that identify as male shouldn't ignore. Let's cover a few. 1, pain sensitivity. Stress tends to boost testosterone levels, which can make it easier to cope with pain. However, too much stress is also linked to chronic pain, which can cause everything from muscle aches to migraines. If you feel like you're constantly battling some kind of pain, it could be due to excessive stress in your life, especially as your hormones try to battle back against it. 2, you're sick all the time. Chronic stress can quickly weaken your immune system. Not only does that make you feel weaker, but it also makes you more susceptible to sickness. If you've never had to deal with a weak immune system in the past, but you find yourself getting sick more often than not, take a look at the amount of stress in your life. Generally, you won't experience anything major, but you might find that you're getting colds and infections more frequently. 3, erectile dysfunction. While erectile dysfunction might not be the first sign of stress, it's important not to rule stress out as a potential cause if it's something that you're dealing with. If you have no other health issues but are struggling with erectile dysfunction, stress could be the culprit. In fact, stress is the leading cause of erectile dysfunction, since it impacts the part of the brain that increases blood flow to that area of the body. When that's interrupted, you might have trouble getting or keeping an erection. 4, behavioral signs. Behavioral signs of stress can be hard to pinpoint because everyone can experience the effects of stress differently. However, some of the most common behavioral stress symptoms in those that identify as male include changes in eating habits, misuse of alcohol, social withdrawal, exercising less, and changes in sleeping habits. Many of these behaviors are used to combat stress, such as drinking too much and eating what you shouldn't. However, some can be the cause of stress, as you feel less motivated and more depressed. And 5, physical signs. There are also plenty of physical manifestations of stress that shouldn't be ignored. If there's one good thing about the physical signs of stress, it's that they're often easy to identify. If you don't have any underlying health conditions, but find that you're struggling with the following symptoms, consider taking stock of your stress levels. Headaches, digestive issues, heartburn, fatigue, or difficulty staying focused. There are many more signs to look for when it comes to stress. Some are unique to men, while others impact everyone. What's important is that you pay attention to these signs so you can lower the risk of psychological symptoms. Stress can lead to depression, anxiety, irritability, and even anger if it goes unchecked. Getting to the root cause of your stress is essential so you can start to find healthy ways of coping. If you're struggling with stress and need help working through it, consider seeking therapy. You and your therapist can work together to identify sources of stress in your life, some you may not even be aware of, and work on developing more effective ways of coping. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You an Emotional Eater?" and 5 Unique Signs of Stress in Men, both by Dr. Susan Chanderman of ChandPsych.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to talk about the physical signs of stress. There are definitely the typical physical signs of stress, as today's author, Dr. Susan, said, like headaches, digestive issues, fatigue, difficulty staying focused, and so on. For me, I know that one of the first signs that I may be feeling a bit stressed is my eyelid starts to twitch. Have you ever experienced that? I had a student that was visiting me during my office hours, and it was late in the semester, so final exams were right around the corner. They kept stopping to rub their right eyelid. Now, I didn't say anything about it and didn't ask, but on her own, she said, "Ugh, my eyelid keeps twitching and it's driving me crazy. I don't know why it's doing that right now." I responded, "Probably stress." For me, it's always my left eyelid that starts twitching, never the one on my right side for some reason. And when it happens, it feels like everyone else can see it, but no one really can. Again, I didn't even notice when my student's eyelid was twitching. All of this to say that we may experience different signs that we're starting to feel some stress. For me, that's usually one of the first signs, my left eyelid twitching. And then that means I need to start taking it easy and find a way to cope with any stress that I'm feeling. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.